Good morning, everyone. I imagine there are many people like this young man that we heard about today in the gospel. Actually, we don't know if he was young or if he was old, but at any rate, he has a very serious question to ask Jesus. He wants to know maybe what we all would like to know, and that is, what must we do to be saved? What do we have to do in order to be saved by God? Jesus gives him an answer, and it probably surprised the man because it was so simple. Keep the commandments. That's all Jesus said. Keep the commandments. There are, of course, 10 commandments, and if we obey them, then we will be on that path that leads to salvation. It sounds simple enough, but there are many people who haven't kept those 10 commandments, and maybe we can number ourselves among them. What must we do then? We know as good Catholics that we need to make a good confession of our sins to the priest and then go back to obedience to the commandments. This man was actually keeping all the commandments, even from his childhood. And our Lord looked at him with great love, but Jesus gave him a further instruction, something to go even farther in love of God, and that was to forsake all things and to abandon everything so as to follow God, to live a life of detachment from all the beautiful material things in this world, and to seek only the will of God, to abandon the world, as it were, so that one could live totally on the providence of Almighty God. We hear in the gospel how the man's face fell when our Lord invited him to sell all that he had and give to the poor. He had many beautiful possessions. And so it seemed like the Lord might have been inviting him to something impossible. And indeed, it is impossible, except with the grace of God. There are few who follow this path of poverty, for the sake of the kingdom of God. Jesus lets us know that for a rich person, it's very hard to enter the kingdom of God. And his disciples are amazed. This invitation to forsake everything for the kingdom of God, they wonder about it, perhaps out loud, and they say, who can be saved? Salvation is not an easy thing, and it is especially hard for somebody who has a lot of nice material possessions. This teaching of our Lord makes us uncomfortable. And perhaps it should. Can someone who has a very comfortable life in this world really seek the kingdom of God with the same intensity as one who has put all his trust and confidence in the providence of God? Remember how Jesus declares, "Blessed those who are poor." What a strange teaching, so different from the world's perspective. The worldly think that the rich are those who are blessed because they have security, they have comfort, they have many beautiful things. But Jesus says that the rich have a most difficult time entering into the kingdom of God. It's important to know what the kingdom of God is. Our Lord preaches often about the kingdom of God. He gives many parables to try to describe what it is. One such example is somebody who buries a treasure in a field. And somebody goes and he discovers that treasure, and he sells everything that he has so he can get that treasure. The kingdom of God is a treasure. One might say that it's not discovered by everybody. Nothing can compare with that relationship of God, which is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a living, trusting, loving relationship with Almighty God in heaven. Many people, perhaps most people, search for happiness in owning things. But as our Lord warns us today in the gospel, it's hard to be saved when somebody has this outlook. What our Lord seems to be saying is that happiness can only be found in God alone. An attachment to this world's goods can actually hinder a person from entering into the kingdom. If that man in the story could have given away all his possessions, he would have been in a better position to find true and lasting happiness, for it cannot be found here in worldly goods. Saint Peter speaks for all those who are detached from this world's goods when he says, "Lord, we've given up everything to follow you." And Jesus tells him he will receive so much more than he has given up, because God cannot be outdone in generosity. If we've been generous with God, he will repay us 10 times over, and our happiness will be our human fulfillment, because it will be centered in that which fulfills us, which is God. I think it's good for us to examine ourselves to see how attached we are to this world's goods. If we really wish to be happy, we have to surrender everything to God, trusting Him alone. We cannot take anything with us when we die. The only thing that will matter will be how much we love God, how obedient we were to His commandments, how generous we were with what He has given to us. People like St. Francis of Assisi understood this very well. He literally did what our Lord told the man in the gospel story to do. St. Francis gave away all his possessions. He placed his life under the one who alone can bring true and lasting happiness. He was radical because he was burning with love for God. He had received a special grace. In some way, I think all of us can imitate his love of God, maybe not to the same extent, but to some degree, and despise earthly possessions. Perhaps our response will not be quite so radical, but in some way we can live detached from this world's goods, more dependent on the providence of God. And so one day perhaps we can say with St. Paul, "Truly, I know how to be content in poverty and want. I know how to be content with much. I've learned to be happy with whatever God sends me."